What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Very rarely something's so good. I'll read it word for word, beginning to end. This editorial in the New York Post this weekend, something every American needs to hear. So I'm going to read it word for word. I almost never do that. Headline: China blinked and Trump clearly won the first round of his tariff war. The opening round of the tariff war with China is over. And earlier this week, President Trump achieved a very clear win. The president had Chinese leader Xi Jinping on the ropes. Trump's 145% tariffs on Chinese goods landed a crushing blow to Beijing's economy, already staggering under the weight of rising unemployment, unsustainable debt, and rising bankruptcies. But instead of giving China a knockout punch, Trump decided to hit the pause button. And it's worth asking why. I wonder the same thing myself. With foreign investment pouring into the U.S., job growth strong and inflation low and falling, Trump was under little domestic pressure to back off Beijing, skittish global markets notwithstanding. Xi Jinping, however, was desperate to make a deal. The past few weeks have seen tens of thousands of Chinese businesses closed and millions of workers laid off. Had the high tariffs continued, over 50% of export companies would have gone under and 30 million workers would have been on the streets. Xi knew that. And with falling property values and shrinking domestic consumption, keeping exports flowing to the U.S. was vital to China's survival. Americans only buy about 16% of China's total exports. This is interesting. Americans only buy about 16% of China's total exports, but because we buy in bulk and pay on time, we provide 50% of that sector's profit. So 50% of China's export profit comes from the U.S. I didn't know that. That's devastating. All this is why China, as soon as the tariffs were announced, called for a meeting. Not long after, China's finance minister, Lan Fouan, traveled to Washington, D.C. to meet with Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. The meeting was held in the basement of the IMF building and, at China's insistence, kept secret. This meeting paved the way for last week's confab in Switzerland, at which China made some major concessions, reducing its tariff rate on U.S. goods to 10%, and even more important, promising to stop the flow of deadly fentanyl into the U.S. Now, think about this for a minute. And they're pointing this out. This is one of three unbelievable things that happened in that meeting. They admitted they were responsible for the flow into the U.S. and, as a negotiating tool, promised to stop it. Think about that for a minute. Just stop for a minute and think about it. 250,000 Americans dead of fentanyl overdoses, not drug overdoses, that's just fentanyl, since 2017. How many cases have I told you about of kids? They went on TikTok, they went on Instagram, they ordered it, it came to the mailbox, they just wanted Adderall medication for, you know, exams. Kid with no drug problems, dead. Kid thought they were taking an Adderall, kid thought they were handed this pill at this party, bam, dead. They'd seen their friends taking the pills that were in the same pack. It was fine. They were fine. They got the one. They got the Skittle. Dead. 250,000 times. They admit to us in negotiations, yeah, that was us. We killed those people.
We'll stop, though.
Yeah, we'll stop as part of the trade deal. Or if we don't get a trade deal, we'll just keep killing you. This is what we're dealing with. And people act like this is just a trade dispute. This is a national security. Anyway, I'm going to get heated. Anyway, in response, the U.S. decided to temporarily release its chokehold on China's economy. The tariff on Chinese goods will drop to 30%, enough to generate billions in revenue for the U.S., while giving a little breathing room to that country's exporters. Trump has learned three things from the current slugfest with Xi Jinping. First, he was reminded that China always cheats. China's negotiators in Switzerland admitted they did not honor their original trade agreement with Trump, signed in 2020 because Biden was weak. What does that say to you? It doesn't matter what deal we cut. It doesn't matter. Second Democrats are in office, they'll just disregard it.
But in January 2020, President Trump produced a template. We had an excellent trade agreement with China, and the Biden administration chose not to enforce it. The Chinese delegation basically told us that once President Biden came into office, they just ignored their obligations. So, we all already have a large framework. And to remember here, Jonathan, is that this is a pause down to 10%.
Trump's tariffs forced Xi Jinping's negotiators into a second big admission when, for the first time, they linked fentanyl to the tariff wars. They said they would stop the outflow of the deadly drug and its chemical precursors from China in return for tariff relief. Let me understand this. They said they'd stop killing us as part of the tariff deal. Just so I'm clear. This is an astonishing admission, the New York Post writes. Yes, it is. This is an astonishing admission on Beijing's part, and one that should anger every American, given that the death toll from fentanyl overdoses is approaching 500,000. Yeah, I just used the 250,000 number since 2017. For years on end, the Chinese authorities, who oversee a high-tech surveillance state without parallel in the history of the world, have falsely claimed that they simply had no idea where in China the drug was being produced. Instead, they deflected blame onto the U.S., saying that fentanyl was solely America's problem. Now, by linking fentanyl to tariffs, they have confirmed what many suspected. China could have shut down the fentanyl trade with the Mexican cartels at any time. Fear of renewed tariff hikes may finally force China's cooperation, not just in stopping the fentanyl trade, but in ending the laundering of dirty cartel money through China's banks, and perhaps even in revealing the location of the labs themselves. Trump should demand no less. The final lesson learned from Trump's tariff strategy is that mighty China, the communist giant, supposedly poised to dominate the world of the 21st century, is a paper tiger. In the end, Trump decided not to use America's vast leverage to push China into collapse, with all of the unpredictable consequences that might ensue for the Chinese people in the world. But now he knows he could. And equally importantly, the Chinese leadership knows it too. They also know that this time around, Trump is starting early and still has plenty of time to act if they renege on the deal. Now, interesting. You'd think, okay, well, what are we pushing for here, right? I mean, we just heard from Walmart over the weekend, well, the tariffs are going to cause prices to go up. That's worth it to me if we get something, if we get somewhere here, because this is not sustainable. We cannot continue empowering China. Can you imagine China, given what I just read to you, as the world's lone superpower? Because that's coming. It can't be. I mean, it can't be. So what is the goal? Over the weekend, Scott Bessin said, we're not going to decouple from China. We're just going to cut a trade deal.
Jake, I think what we're going to see, just like we saw with the UK trade deal, my sense is it's what we'll see with China. We don't want to decouple with China. And President Trump actually wants to open up China for business. So the manufacturing we want to bring back. During COVID, we realized that we had some very strategic shortfalls, whether it was medicines, semiconductors, steel, the other products. So the long-term, the medium-term goal is to bring back these strategic industries as quickly as possible. And I think we will continue trading with China in the kinds of products that these small businesses are talking about at lower tariffs.
What? We're going to cut another deal? Why? So they can ignore it as they've told us they will the next time Democrats are in office? Well, I don't. Look, here's the thing. They're going into a 90-day negotiation period. So if Bessent said, hey, we're going to decouple, we're done with China, I get it. They wouldn't even come to the table. What would be the point, right? So maybe he doesn't mean that. I hope he doesn't mean that. I mean, why are we even doing it? They've never by the way, that was the third deal Trump cut with them, just so we're clear. They didn't honor any of them. In fact, they released COVID. So I don't understand. If we're not going to decouple from China, why are we even bothering? Just skip the whole thing. Skip the price hike, skip the tariffs. Just skip it. There's no point. But maybe he doesn't mean it. I hope he doesn't mean it. I don't know, but I am a little lost by that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Folks, there's really not any words for this Republican bill. I know if you criticize it, you're a rhino. You should just keep your mouth shut, go broke like a good American. But this is unbelievable. I mean, even the Wall Street Journal, their mouth is like hanging open. You could tell by the way they're writing this. And the numbers, oh my gosh. Headline, Wall Street Journal, the stark math on the GOP tax cut plan. It doesn't cut the deficit. Oh, I'll say. Increases it from $2 trillion a year to $3 trillion a year by 2034. Would add $10 trillion to the national debt by 2029. Folks, it's 2025. We're halfway through almost. $10 trillion? For a total of 47? And they're saying it could be as high as 12. By 2029? And folks, it'd be one thing if, you know, the GDP were growing gangbusters or something. Maybe we could just handle it and outgrow it. Moody's just lowered our rating. And now did you see what the Fed is doing? Headline, Federal Reserve quietly buys $44 billion of U.S. treasuries last week. What is that? It's quantitative easing. Except they didn't announce it. It's stealth. MarketWatch writes, why is the Fed quietly buying billions in bonds and hoping nobody notices? Because there isn't the demand for them. So what are they doing? They're printing money, buying the bonds. U.S. Federal Reserve just pulled off something stealthy over 4 days last week without fanfare. The Fed vacuumed up $43 billion in U.S. treasuries. That's $8.8 billion in long-dated 30-year bonds, plus another $34.8 billion earlier in the week. Not exactly small change. Okay, what is going on here? The Federal Reserve is not Trump, okay? That they don't answer to Trump. They're independent. Why is Jerome Powell doing this? What have I told you about Jerome Powell for a very long time? What his entire job is in his mind. He's a corruptocrat. He serves the corruptocrats. He serves the swamp. His job is to keep them in as much money to spend as possible. That's why he told the lie that inflation was just transitory. So we totally could print another $1 trillion and borrow another $1 trillion. He said, no, no, it's not going to go up. It'll be fine. Well, that was a lie. We were at 4% inflation. Then we went to 9%. Whatever it takes to keep the money printer going, the money tree, is what Jerome Powell does to keep the political class in cash. Could be fake cash, monopoly money, doesn't matter. That's what he does. So let's see. Moody's is downgrading our rating. The Federal Reserve is out there buying up bonds that, quite frankly, no one wants. And now there's so much shame in it for all of these reasons, they're having to do it quietly. They didn't even announce it. They were hoping nobody would notice. These are things a banana republic does. And when you get to this point, the thing to do is not to keep spending the COVID money again and again and again and again. People don't understand this. And when you see that, just do you remember when the checks went out for COVID? Big checks. I mean, paying businesses to stay home, you know, closed, paying people to stay home, those checks. But it was supposed to be a one-time thing because, you know, COVID, it was an emergency. You know, we're spending that again this year. But checks aren't going out. I often wonder, like, what could they even find to spend that on? Like, what are you even going to do with it? You really have to get creative to find something to do with it. That's how much money we're talking. I mean, did you get a check? My husband's business did. We all did. We got checks. Stay home. Keep the doors closed. Here's your COVID check. We're spending that every year now. They couldn't even cut that. I mean, it is mind-boggling. And this is why you're seeing these things happen right now, because the world is coming to grips with, wow, we thought, you know, the last chance to stop America from going bankrupt was going to be the Republicans, and they're hitting the gas. They're hitting the gas, and God bless, just three objected. Three said, no, we're not going to commit national suicide. I'm going to do something. One of them was Ralph Norman. Thank you, sir. We need to have this conversation, and there is nothing wrong with having this idea of, well, you know, we got to get Trump's agenda through. We do. And we should have had the conversation 3 months ago and gotten it through. This is what I'm hearing now. Well, stop saying that, because you have to stop it, because we got to get Trump's agenda through. You know what? We can have a debate about this. We can fix the spending problem, and we can get Trump's agenda through. We can do all of that. But the way to do that is to start in December or November, when you know you're going to take office, not wait till May. And then say, oh, we don't have time for this. We have to get Trump's agenda. We are deciding right now whether we're going to go broke. And I'm here to tell you, we ain't going to make it till 2029. We're not. Not like this. Not unless there's some kind of miracle with the economy. In other words, Trump can grow the economy at just a rate nobody has seen in modern times. We used to grow this way all the time when we didn't have government like we do. I mean, this whole budget assumes a GDP growth rate of 4.5 to 5.5%. You think that's going to happen? I mean, look, Trump is really good at goosing an economy. I'm not going to lie to you. He is great at it. If he had 12 years, maybe. But to assume that when you're already watching the bond market wobble, folks, all it took was a tariff negotiation that the market didn't like. Can you imagine if we had a major terror attack like 9/11, a natural disaster, some sort of hiccup somewhere? If the bond market reacts like that to tariffs it doesn't like, that, by the way, it turned out weren't really that damaging. Wow. And what do we get? This is what's so crazy. You go online and all these Trump supporters are out there. Primary Chip Roy, get rid of Ralph Norman. They need to go away. Shut up. All right. That's why it took so much courage to do what he's doing. Texture writes, Tira, have you noticed that Congress has to debate and think and think and debate a tax cut but can increase their budget in about 10 minutes? Texture writes, Tira, why can't Republicans cut the total amount of what Doge has found out of the reconciliation bill? They need to do something. That's what I'm saying. I'm not even asking for a lot. Like, just show me you can cut $250 billion. That's what, like an eighth of the deficit? Just that's nothing. Show me you can cut that. They're not even willing to try. They're not even interested.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.